This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
Parking tickets weren't the only thing the Chicago City Council voted on yesterday. The council also approved an ordinance called Connected Communities. It creates incentives for development near L and bus stations on the south and west sides. The ordinance also aims to prevent city council members from holding up affordable housing developments near transit stations. WBEZ's Natalie Moore spoke with Araceli Gomez-Saldana about the changes.
This ordinance comes from community work promoting equitable transit-oriented development. But what does all of that mean?
Yeah, very wonky, right?
Very.
The idea really is that land near transit is special because people want to live near train stations or CTA stops that are frequent. So developers have gotten incentives in this city to build near transit stations. And then in turn, they don't have to build as many parking spots, which costs a lot of money. What has resulted out of that is that 90% of the new projects around Chicago transit stops have been located on the north side or west loop with little activity on the south and west side. So the E is for equitable with that TLD. And so now the city is looking at how to stave off gentrification on one hand and also address disinvestment on the other hand.
The ordinance was approved, but what does it do?
One of the big things that it does is that it prevents the tear down of 2 and 3 flat buildings in gentrifying TOD areas to convert them into single family luxurious housing without a zoning change. And that's important because 2 and 3 flat buildings have been such a staple in communities for working and middle class families. This ordinance also extends the radius for rail stations and high-frequency bus corridors. So typically, TOD had just been for transit lines, for L stops, and then it expanded to bus lines. But now it's even expanding further. So bus lines like 79th Street wouldn't have been considered before. There are also some implementations for pedestrian safety standards on new construction near rail stations and also strengthening the incentives for on-site affordable housing in TOD projects. There's a max put on parking near transit, and it also allows affordable housing developers to request a council vote after 300 days in community hearing if they hadn't got back on the status of their project.
And for years, advocates have been speaking out. They've fought for these measures. Why is this important now?
It absolutely is important. And one of the groups that's really been behind this coalescing other community organizations is a group called Elevated Chicago. They have really elevated, no pun intended, ETOD here in this city and has coalesced with a number of community organizations as well as with the city. And TOD is important because it not only deals with transit and parking, but it's also an environmental issue. It's about pollution. It's about resiliency in communities. It's about social determinants of health and racial equity. And it's also about safety. A lot of change that has to be done in Chicago over thinking about an equitable city for everyone around housing, around transit. These updates have to come from zoning. And that's not always the sexiest thing, but it is necessary.
That's WBEZ's Natalie Moore speaking with Araceli Gomez-Aldana. You're listening to WBEZ.